Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and a coalition of green groups lost their first round in court when they challenged a Bureau of Land Management permit for a Canadian mining company's exploration project. Constantine Metal Resources is in the advanced stages of exploration for a copper, zinc, silver, gold mine. Surrounding residents are divided between the promise of local jobs and the concern that mine waste and runoff could pollute the Chilkat River. The Tribe and Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, Lynn Canal Conservation, and Rivers Without Borders filed suit in 2017, saying BLM's lease permit for mineral exploration should have triggered a full environmental review of what a mine might be like. But a district court ruled against them, saying mineral exploration does not always lead to actual mining. Now the San Francisco-based 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is weighing the case. During Wednesday's oral arguments, the plaintiffs argued BLM must consider the impact of hard rock mining before granting an exploration permit. Earth Justice attorney Aaron Whalen told KHNS that once a permit is in hand, it's almost impossible to deny miners their right to mine.
It's the look before you leap, do it before it's too late requirement.
That's due to a landmark 19th century law that still guides mineral extraction on federal land.
The way that the law works under the 1872 mining law is that if exploration proceeds far enough and they're able to demonstrate essentially a valuable discovery that they could mine profitably, then the people who are leasing to Constantine would acquire a property right, a right to extract minerals under that 1872 mining law. And we're asking that because the agency is approving exploration that could get them to that point, it only do so if it's first considered what that development might look like.
The claim holder's Juneau attorney, Jim Clark, doesn't disagree with that premise. In a hearing before the three-judge court, he used that same logic to argue against requiring Constantine to conduct a full-blown National Environmental Policy, it's NEPA, review.
If the agency can't say no, then what's the point of NEPA analysis? Because even if it develops NEPA analysis, it can't act on that analysis. And that's what the situation is here, that since they can't say no to exploration because you might find something, then they can't act on any information they might find, and NEPA isn't necessary here.
Federal attorney Ellen Durkee says BLM only has to consider the effects of exploration when granting the land use permit. Mining isn't connected, she argues. It's now up to the Ninth Circuit to decide at what point in mineral exploration the development of a mine becomes unstoppable. That decision could determine whether the Palmer Project can proceed. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.